What's up, everybody? We cannot stop talking about Tyler Perry's star-studded studio opening and a lot more on Black Hollywood Live's The Trend.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Trend. I'm your host, Dario Kristen, and today we have a full panel.
We got a full house.
You know, we like two guys, two girls today. You know what I mean? Joining me is Courtney Stewart with her Black Excellence t-shirt.
What up, everybody? Yes.
You know our face here already. She's been on the network several times.
Yes, she has.
Actress Angel Conwell's with us today.
Wow.
How you doing?
Welcome.
How you doing?
Back.
How you doing?
Here.
Happy to have you back. Yeah. But you know, you shimmer. You get your shimmer on.
Oh, y'all. So
you
need shim shim. Yeah.
Get your shim shim.
If you're listening, you gotta look at the video.
You gotta look at the video. She's killing it today. And also, we got a new face to the network.
Yeah.
Lamir Mitchell.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
You guys know him from Black Ink Compton.
Yes, sir. Or they might know me from Happy Ice.
And Happy Ice. That's right. You know, doing big things, which we're gonna talk about. All those things too. So how's everybody's Thursday going?
Amazing.
Man, it's good. I always tell people I'm blessed. You know, you see me walking and talking to you, it's a great day.
I feel you, brother.
A lot of people don't get to wake up today, you know.
That's true.
That's the truth.
Very true.
That's
true.
But listen, you know what? Sometimes you got to just remember that fact. You know what I mean?
It's a major one.
For sure.
Well, we're going to get talking about your new show. Well, not your new show. Your show that's killing it right now. And your show and a lot more after we go through some topics.
Going through some topics. Speaking of people that is blessed and living the good life and living a big life for everybody out there. Mr. Tyler Perry, y'all. He opened up his brand new studio lot in Atlanta to a like star-studded extravaganza that lasted for days and days, and they had church, they had celebration, they had everything you could ever imagine. The lot is enormous. It's in Atlanta. It's over 330 acres worth of property. He built a White House on the lot.
A Black House.
White House on the lot. That is literally the actual to scale of the actual White House in D.C., which is like amazing. And everybody's talking about how the studio, literally, it can fit Warner Brothers, Disney, and Paramount Studios could actually fit into his lot.
All of those can
fit. All three of those onto his lot, and he would still have Sumo land.
Okay.
So it's beautiful. Wow. He built it on a former Confederate Army base, which is also, you know, just kind of poetic justice. And but so he was talking about, you know, the opening and how great it was going to be. He did an interview with Gayle King on CBS, and he was talking about how, you know, Hollywood's always ignored him, and he went on about his way and did his thing. But the most fascinating thing that he also brought up that people are starting to talk about now is that while we're all excited, he's got this amazing studio. We can shoot there. I can't wait to get to shoot there one day. We're thrilled about the Hollywood portion of it, but his actual desire and next step is to set up a situation where women, homeless women, LGBTQ youth who are displaced, and sex trafficking victims can actually have a home.
Yeah.
On the lot. He wants to set up a situation where they can get some work training, business training, so that they have somewhere safe to be, somewhere where they can get educated and start the next phase of their lives and be able to give back. So he already is ready for the next step, even though the lot, like the studio, just like fully opened up for everybody to see and be excited about. He's like ready for the next step. So we were all surprised and supportive and excited, and I don't even know. Like, I was overwhelmed. I'm an Atlanta native, so when I see the sign, he has a freeway sign with his own exit, it's kind of overwhelming.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel you. I mean, I was still waiting for my invite in the mail, which didn't come.
I wasn't invited either.
I'm a little jealous. You know, listen, from last week's episode, everyone keeps telling me that Tyler Perry and I could be related. So I'm like, Tyler didn't send me an invite if I'm family. Mm-hmm. So, but no, all jokes aside, I was looking at people's posts, like Denise Boutte, who's been on our show several times.
Yes.
And it just was, it was really nice to see everyone. And it looks like everyone got their own star who
has
actually
worked with him in his different shows.
Which I was like, man, how dope is that? Because of the fact that you just feel so special, you know. And I know that they've been talking about this studio for a while, so it's nice to actually see it finally, you know, open. And he's doing big things and continues to.
Doing big things and overwhelming everybody. Everybody was super pumped. And also it was beautiful that he dedicated a bunch of the studio sound stages to various actors and entertainers that have been a part of our history. So it's a historical monument to our greatness as well as our future. So Tyler is
It was like his version of Hollywood Walk of Fame. You know what I mean? So it was nice to see all those actors and actresses be acknowledged.
Be acknowledged and recognized and seen.
And seen, literally.
All right. Also in the news this week was something a little less celebratory. Joshua Brown, who was a key witness in the Amber Geiger trial. If you don't recall, Amber Geiger mistakenly went into somebody else's apartment. The man's name was Botham John, and she shot him and killed him. And so she was on trial for murder. She was convicted. Obviously, Joshua Brown's testimony was a huge part in getting her the guilty conviction. And somehow, a couple days after the trial ended, Joshua Brown was murdered. And so in the last this last week, there's been a lot of back and forth over social media in the community of Dallas regarding what really happened, because as of now, we're being told that it was a drug deal gone bad. There were three young men that drove up from Louisiana to buy weed, and somehow that interaction went poorly. Supposedly, Josh was shot at one of the guys, and then they shot him dead in a parking lot in an apartment complex. And so the police have gotten two of them. One is still on the loose, and that's what they're saying. But lots of people are not buying it.
No.
Y'all buying it?
I mean, when I read the story, it just it sounds super suspicious, first of all, because of the fact that you just said. And then also, there's just a lot of holes in this story, you know. And just overall, the story is crazy. So I think they're going to find out some more information that has not been revealed yet. And people are noticing that it has.
I'm like, you think they're really going to find out some more information?
I feel like people are probing for this. I feel like this is the time that people are going to really probe to find out what this suspicious information is that is not being told right now. That's what I think. Did you guys hear about this story?
I've heard bits and pieces.
Yeah, me too. I haven't really had a chance to read up on it, so I don't really want to speak on it that much. And if I don't have all the details together, but yeah, it do. Like, if outside looking in, instant, you know, feedback on it, it does seem suspicious.
Yeah,
very
tons
suspicious.
Tons of questions.
Yes.
Tons of questions. So supposedly, Joshua had a criminal record for drug possession and weapons possessions, and they confiscated 12 pounds of marijuana from his apartment,
right,
and 149 grams of THC cartridges and over $4,000 in cash. But there's a New York Times reporter that gave an opinion piece, and she left an interesting quote that we'll leave you with. And it said, quote, "If you're gonna do a cover-up, you should at least make it sound more plausible than this. Not only am I supposed to believe that these dudes traveled 4.5 hours for weed, but I'm also supposed to believe they left behind 12 pounds of weed and thousands of dollars in cash, and I'm supposed to believe that neither the defense nor prosecution had any knowledge that he was a prolific drug dealer."
Exactly.
Which is, of course, all the news sources are now saying, oh, he was this horrible drug dealer, he's been doing this for so long, he's got his record, and that's what they're feeding. So, Dallas is got some splaining to do.
Well, and the fact that he was the lead witness in the case is like, okay, come on.
Yeah.
It's just not tying together.
And additionally, I don't know if it's been confirmed yet, but the family was speaking about possibly doing a civil lawsuit against the city because of their training of their police officers. Yeah. And it's mighty convenient that suddenly now the key witness is no longer available.
Right, exactly.
Oh, that's major.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
We'll see how that rolls out, but prayers out to
prayers
the John
out to the family.
And Joshua's family as well, because I believe he had a young daughter.
He did, and hopefully the real justice will be identified.
The real justice comes when y'all pass away, so nobody gets away with nothing.
That's true. But the Lord.
You're right about that.
They better live a good life while they're here.
You're right about that. Lemire about to have a sermon up in here.
Right?
That's true.
Hallelujah. I just like to live right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all you can do.
I hear you. All right, we're going to move on to our ER Web Story Spotlight of the Week. Spotlight of the week. Come on, J-Lo. You need some
to talk
more
smack,
that, you know,
J-Lo, that we did not get our sound effect. On time.
There you go, J-Lo. That's what I'm talking about. We're changing the mood up in the studio. You know, speaking of Alleluia, so I've been hearing about this 24-hour news network that is catered to African Americans, Black News Channel, that they've been talking about for a while, but I hadn't really heard when it was going to launch or like when it was coming out.
Yeah.
Well, billionaire Shad Khan, who is the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, has put in a lot of cash to get this thing started, and it will be launching in November 15th.
Oh, wow. Soon.
Yep, very soon. And basically, it will provide coverage of events and activities specifically of interest, of cultural significant interest to African Americans. Khan said his decision to invest in this company was easy. He said, listen, I mean, he's like, I think this is a long time coming. It's needed, and I have no problem giving my money, and he has a lot of money to give.
He's
so
clearly, he's a billionaire.
clearly, here, you know, he's got a little cash to play with. So, you know, everyone's talking about it. They're pretty excited about it. It's going to, let's see, what is that? What do they say the markets are going to be? The markets are, let me see, I have it here somewhere. There's like 37 million. Oh, yeah, it debuts November 15th, I mentioned. It has estimated 33 million cable and satellite. It's going to be a 33 million cable and satellite households.
Okay.
So that's a lot.
Come on, Spectrum.
You know what I'm saying?
Better. Because you know they shady and don't be carrying everything.
Right. So. You're right about that. You're right about that. But that's gonna, I think that's going to be a game changer for us, honestly. You know, I mean, we obviously have our different news outlets and forms of different things, but this is 24 hours.
Yeah.
You know?
So. I'll be interested to see, like, what how it goes. Because the 24-hour news cycle has become quite problematic for our news as a resource, because obviously you're catering to 24 hours worth of programming that needs to get advertising dollars.
True.
So I'll be interested to see like what they decide to pull off and what and who and how and who's all involved, and maybe we'll have somewhere to go for news and not just entertainment.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
the reality is most of our news is entertainment now.
It is pretty much catered to entertainment.
Yeah. Some good news. It'd be nice to have some good news.
Right.
And like,
that would be amazing.
Some good. Yeah.
Well and here's why I'm also excited, because I feel like we just talked about, you know, the case that we were speaking about. I feel like having this network will also push more to have that information out there so people are more aware of what is going on and can hopefully change some of those things that are happening, you know, by because information is key. You know, the only way you know is by information. There's a lot of people who are shielded and don't really understand what's going on out there, and this will be something that's on 24 hours. You can't miss it. So I'm sure it's going to be a combination of entertainment, but I am sure there's also going to be some really specific news things that we need more outlets out there covering.
Yeah,
you know. So
we'll be excited to see.
We'll see.
Y'all support it.
We'll support it. All right. One thing I am also excited about is Stephen Reed has been elected the first Black mayor of Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama.
It's shocking in 2019.
Shocking.
But
is it really shocking?
I mean, no.
In Montgomery, Alabama?
Shocking.
Is it really shocking?
That's shocking.
I mean,
I hear about a lot of racist stuff still happening in Alabama. So.
Yeah.
I've been to Bama. I mean, no offense, I don't want to live in Bama, though.
There's some great parts of Alabama.
Sure, there's great parts everywhere.
But yeah, I wouldn't want to live there either. Yeah. But it's great, like, because I think Andrew Gillum, who ran in Florida for, what did he run for? But governor? He was running for governor, And he was supporting this guy, Montgomery, and sort of, it's just great to see more, especially young Black people coming into political positioning and move, because that's the only way we can shift anything if we're being all the way real. So
that's true.
Beautiful to see, and that it's possible in Montgomery. That means it's possible anywhere.
He was sworn in November, and as we know, Alabama is the birthplace of civil rights movement.
Yeah.
He won against a TV station owner by the name of David Woods, who happened to be Caucasian. And he won 67% of the votes. And he's a graduate of Morehouse and got his MBA from Vanderbilt. So he is an educated
brother. Ain't it mostly
Black
people in Montgomery? I don't know what their population, like, breakdown is. But at this point, I would imagine most of Montgomery is Black.
I would imagine, but I don't know. Last time I went to Alabama and Montgomery, I mean, there, I mean, there was still a lot of Caucasians.
I mean, there's
there.
Definitely white folks.
Like, there. Still,
like, the whites were still
let me just
everywhere.
Say that there were some white folks. Yeah. Say,
well, congratulations, Montgomery. Y'all are moving forward into the new decade.
Yes, and before he won this, he was the first black probate judge, which he won that election in 2012. And he's been getting a lot of support from people such as Elizabeth Warner, all the way down to Cory Booker.
Yeah.
You know, he's a lot of people are tweeting about this, and they're happy that this is happening. So
yeah.
Hopefully some of the things that have taken place there that people weren't so happy about, he can make some changes with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right.
That is our topics for today. Now we can talk about
what's going on.
All these great TV shows that
I
are
know.
On.
With these beautiful
you know,
people
Angel,
on our panel.
We got Lemire. You guys doing your thing. I'm going to start with Angel because Family Time on Bounce TV is killing it.
Yes.
Y'all are like...
What is it, season seven?
Yeah. We're in our seventh season.
Pretty amazing. Do you feel like it's the seventh season?
I do. I actually really do. I sit and think and I'm like, wow, we started the show in 2011.
Yeah.
The kids were both shorter than Omar.
Right.
Now they're taller.
Now they're tall,
yeah,
right.
I mean, you just see the changes. Omar now has a baby.
Right.
There's just been a lot of changes. So actually this year it started to feel like, yeah, we've been doing this. And it's great, though. I mean, to have fans that have been and viewers that have been dedicated and committed to the show for so long. I mean, it's truly a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, and you've. I mean, your body of work. I mean, you know, let's not even get started with Young and the Restless and everything else you've been on. I mean, you've done a lot of variety of different things. Have you seen as a black woman in this business, especially now we've had I like to say a slight shift in the industry where there are obviously more opportunities for, you know, Netflix and original programming. And have you seen that significantly change as far as like the respect that black women get in the room when they walk in now?
I absolutely have to say that there's a tremendous shift happening, and it's taken a while, but this is the first, there's some momentum building, and there is a different level of respect. You know, you get the phone calls where maybe it's an offer and not so much an audition anymore.
Okay.
Maybe, you know what I mean? And then there's just the roles and the
offers.
The quality is what I feel is very important, and the quality of roles are definitely, we're leveling up, and I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
We're entering a really good time, I think we just have to just take advantage of it and stay focused and stay supporting each other. It's also a very celebratory, supportive time in the industry.
I
feel like there's a lot more love and there's a lot more lifting each other up. And I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
I'm proud of us. It's a journey. But
I'd like to hear this too. I mean, I hate to use this word, but do you think that we have a cap? Do you think that, you know, all these things that we're celebrating right now that eventually it's like, okay, they had that 4-year run, and then we gonna shift on to this.
No cap.
I feel like that's the past. Like, because we definitely had waves. Because we had the '90s where we were like, ooh, we're everywhere, and then we went away, and then we came back. Like, no, I feel
we're
like
here
now,
to stay.
We gonna be bigger than we've ever been 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Because 10 years from now, everything's gonna be ownership.
Why do y'all think? So much, I was gonna say, why do you think?
Right now, we the talent. Right now, we the spark. But 10 years from now, we're gonna be owning everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just the positions are changing.
Yeah.
We're realizing where we need to be and what we have to do to get where we need to be in order to make the right moves for us to be seen and to keep us working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think a lot of us are, like you said, entrepreneurship and ownership. A lot of us are realizing it's very important to be in front of the camera.
Sure.
But we're realizing the importance of behind the camera as well and just all the other positions that need to be filled. And yeah, I think we're seeing things from a different perspective.
And is that something that interests you? Because like actresses like Sally Richardson, she was behind the camera for so long, and now she's directing and producing and doing so many amazing things. You know, is that a lane that you kind of are stepping into next?
Yeah, I'm definitely interested. I don't want to force myself, and you know, I don't want to force myself to do something that doesn't necessarily feel natural and organic. But my eyes are open, my ears are open. I'm definitely working on it. I mean, I'm actually technically a co-producer of Family Time, but just to be more involved and instrumental, absolutely, I would love to be in a position to, you know, provide jobs for others, not just myself. So yeah, that's always been part of the plan.
Yeah,
timing.
Yeah.
Timing.
And you guys are killing it. I mean, your show was ranked, you got, it reached 6 million total viewers. I mean, you know, Omar, we love Omar.
Yeah.
He was supposed to come on the show, so we were hoping that he would come on together. But you guys have worked together for a long time, baby boy, back in the day. So that chemistry, you can see the chemistry on the show.
Yeah, you know? We've definitely grown together. We've definitely grown. And yeah, the show is the longest running original sitcom on Bounce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're doing our little thing.
You're doing your thing.
We're doing our thing.
So, what do we expect this season? Is there anything
shifting?
Because
you guys just premiered. Yesterday.
This season, it's really mainly about, it centers around, you know, Tony and Lisa figuring out their lives after the kids have gone to school, gone off to college. And so, yeah, Tony has a new assistant played by Teresa Topnotch. She's hilarious on the show. But my character mainly is, she feels like a fish out of water because her whole life has been about the kids. Yeah. So she's just trying out new jobs, trying to figure out her life. So, yeah, it's fun stuff. Everybody's still clowning, having a good time. And I mean, that's one thing you can always be sure of. The show is going to, it's going to center around love, laughs, and you know, just family. Yes. It's the feel-good stuff.
Is there a place that you would like to see your character go? Like, if you could, like, kind of write, you know, a new storyline for your character, what would you like to see?
Oh, that's interesting. You know, I like when Lisa's in her powerful mode. Yeah. You know, she's a sister. She's the youngest sister of three. So she kind of just lets everything slide. I kind of would like to see her get to the point where she's like, you know what, y'all about to stop tripping. I enjoy all the storylines they write. The writer, we have a really strong team of writers, you know, and they've only grown and leveled up each year. They're getting better and better. So we're lucky. I'm sure they got something up their sleeves.
Yeah.
And we already did season 8 too.
You've already filmed it.
Oh, wow.
Season 7 and season 8. So,
That's why we haven't seen you on BHL recently. Because you've been filming. Because you guys are where?
You're not. We film here.
Okay.
But I've been in Atlanta as well filming bigger. So, it's just been. I'm very excited and I'm blessed.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I love that. Look, multiple projects. Tell us about Bigger.
Booked and busy.
Bigger. You know, it's a show executive produced by Will Packer. Devon Shepherd is our showrunner. Felicia Mary created the show. It's an amazing show. It's really about friendship, about five friends. I play a character named Veronica. Veronica is, she's a realtor. She's a real estate agent, and she's all about power, money, power, respect, and enjoying her adultness. She finds time for pleasure. I'll say that she's very grown. Yeah. She's a completely different character from Lisa, which is, you know, what attracted me to her. But I like to play different characters. I like to show the fact that we're women. We're black women, and we're dynamic. Mm-hmm. You cannot box us in.
Yeah.
And I just like to represent that on television and film.
So, I love that. Well, keep doing you, because you're doing
Thank you.
Yes,
on BET
Plus.
Okay. Yeah.
Bigger. I went to that grand opening.
BET Plus.
That was inspiring.
Thank you.
Really,
I was inspired myself too. Yeah. I was like, wow, we out here. We're out here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Taking over all the platforms.
All the platforms.
Cable,
everywhere.
Digital,
checks.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Yes. Checks. Mm-hmm. Now, Lemire, you're inspiring people as well. You know, listen, it was my birthday last month. I want to get a tattoo. So now I got somebody to go to that I trust. Because you've been inking for a minute, man.
Yeah, I've been inking for a while, for about 8 years now. Yep. Started from nothing, honestly, just trying to get out of the street life, and art found me. I didn't really find art. I didn't want to be a tattoo artist. It just came to me. You know, a friend just was selling all his stuff for $50 when I was young, fresh out of jail, and I had $50 in my pocket, and I spent it. Went straight home, started washing stuff off with hand soap. You feel me? And then a friend came an hour later, and I was doing a half sleeve, and I've been tattooing ever since.
Wow, you were doing a half sleeve.
Half sleeve,
first time.
That was your first. I was like,
first tattoo. Famous Stripes and Stars.
Wow.
First one, half sleeve, clouds and stars.
I do this in my sleep.
Oh yeah, all that stuff, and I've been going in ever since.
And so, I mean, obviously, you're on Black Ink Compton, and that's been a successful franchise for VH1.
For sure.
How did you get associated with the show? What made you want to be on the show?
I got associated with the show because they actually first contacted me to do be the head of Black Ink Los Angeles, but you know, I'm not really from LA, I'm from Philly.
Okay.
So when we were talking, it's like get together a cast. So I called all my homies, all my friends that I knew, which is mostly everybody on the show, and KP was one of the people I called. And next thing I know, they called me back like 2 months later, like we're doing Black Ink Compton. Because he's really from Compton.
Yeah.
Like, that's where he's really from. And it was like, he's going to be the head of the shop. And I'm like, cool, let's get to it. You feel me? Like, and KP was actually kicking it in between that time, going bowling, having fun. So we already was building the chemistry. And, it just came to life. And it's here today. And it's really happening.
And has the business for you changed? Like, are you, did I reach your mind?
You really read my mind.
Well, I mean, we all around each other.
How has being on the show affected the business so far? Because that franchise already was full speed ahead.
When you say business, are you talking about like tattoo wiser, like
just clientele, like has it gone from
both.
Actually.
Well, I would say for tattoos, like I was already a big artist, I was already overbooked. So honestly, I really don't know what has happened with tattoos because I honestly haven't been tattooing as much. Mm-hmm. Happy Ice has pretty much blown up and taken over my life.
Yeah,
and I would say far as like my company Happy Ice. Stocks have definitely went up from the show.
And what's Happy Ice for people who don't know?
Happy Ice is a dessert company. Basically, it's...
You didn't bring anything in here today, man?
I know. You know we eat.
You know we like
you
eat.
You know we eat.
Yeah. So Happy Ice is in its own category. I tell people, like, imagine if ice cream, sorbet, and shaved ice had a child. It would make us. Like, Happy Ice is, like, the best attribute. It's the best of all the different... desserts, you're saying, in one.
And you ain't got none in your trunk right now.
It's
hot. We still got 15 minutes. I mean, I got some time. I'm just saying.
I didn't bring none with me. But
yeah. Next time.
Yeah, next time I got y'all for sure. You know, I got to make everybody happy. We already in here smiling. So yeah. It's the perfect thing to have for sure. It's definitely the perfect thing to have. But yeah, Happy Ice has definitely gotten bigger.
Yeah,
I would say that a bunch of franchise interests.
Yeah,
probably have like 700 applications at this point.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
We already had a lot, but the show took it to another level.
Yeah,
so it's amazing. It's amazing. Everything's good right now, honestly.
Where did Happy Ice come from? Like, what made y'all?
So I'm from Philadelphia, born and raised in Philadelphia, and basically Happy Ice is something called Water Ice where I'm from. And you can only get it if you are in the inner city. Like, it's not something that you're going to find, like, in the suburbs. It's, like, only in the hood. So when I came out here, I really wanted it, like, a lot. But all y'all had was ice cream.
Right.
So I'm like, man, I want some water ice bad. You feel me? So one day I was at the tattoo shop, and there was a food truck outside. And I was hungry, so I was like, I took a break to go get some food. And I walked up to the truck, and it was ice cream. It was an ice cream truck. So I'm like, oh, they doing ice cream on food trucks. So I was like, I should put water ice on the truck. And I was like, it's dairy free. I started thinking about all the health conscious stuff because I'm in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And I called my mom, like, Mom, I think I'm going to do a food truck with water ice, call it Happy Ice. And she like, yeah, that sounds cool. So we hang up, boop. And she called me back 5 minutes later, and she must have researched, like, the names and stuff. She was like, nobody got Happy Ice, go down there and
I
get
love
it.
The mom. Wow. The one who
yeah.
Was the
mom.
Shout out the mom.
Yeah.
Business.
So
yeah.
She was like, nobody got that name, go get it. So next day I went and bought the name. And what's crazy is I did it all wrong because I should have reserved the name. Like, I should have reserved the name instead of actually starting a corporation. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, it took time to start the company.
Yeah.
To build the truck and all that. So taxes came around and they, like, you know, like, I started getting all these penalties and stuff. I'm like, hold up, penalties for what? I ain't do nothing yet. They, like, your company been open since then.
Open.
I'm like, huh? They was like, yeah, when you went down there, you was supposed to reserve the name. And I started, so now you owe us $3,000 in penalties. I'm like, oh man.
Wow.
So that's how IRS. I started. It was a random thought.
Yeah.
Happy Ice was a random thought. I literally went outside, like I said, saw the food truck, thought of it. Mom said, go for it, and I've been doing it. It's all random. Like, everything going on in my life has found me.
Yeah.
I haven't really, like, I never woke up and said I wanted to be something.
Yeah.
Like, a certain thing. It just all really came to me.
Well, where would you like to see your career go next?
So, honestly, I want to just keep focusing on Happy Ice and then, like, keep tattoos as a hobby because tattoos can really drain you.
Sure.
It's like something that, well, everything drains you when you give your all to it. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But I would like to continue to blow Happy Ice up because I feel like Happy Ice is the business that can take me to a level where as though I can have a crazy amount of income and, you know, a big bank where so I can do things that I really want to do, which is, you know, go back to the hood and show people how to actually start a company, how to start a business, how to do payrolls, how to do Excels, mm-hmm. how to scale your business, how to do those things, because a lot of people not able to do that.
It's true.
And also, I told myself that I would take 30% or whatever, you know, I blew my money up to and start an actual company that help people invest. Like, I would invest in other people's companies too. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
That's dope.
Because there's a lot of people that got good ideas,
yeah,
but they don't have the income,
or they don't know how to do it,
have the resources,
or the guidance.
Yeah. They don't know how to do anything like that, but you know, they have that idea, they have that spark, you know, and I want to be that person that helps them and go back and actually start pulling people out, because I'm actually really connecting in the hood. So I know a lot of the people that have great ideas, but they just don't have that money and they don't have
the resources.
Because the thing about business is, I learned it's not just about that spark, it's about learning to maintain it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that's true.
I'm learning how to maintain it, and I want to be able to show other people how to maintain their success so they can continue to be successful and continue to grow.
I love that, man. I love that you're giving back.
You already gave a lesson on taxes.
Just with your experience.
So, yeah.
Exactly. We all need that lesson sometimes.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, let me know when you do the classes.
Right. We'll be your first students.
Okay, right there. T-shirt on.
Me and Angel will be up in there like, hey, what up? We get a discount? No. Now, with you both working in TV, what do you, when you're not working, because you are working so much, what do you watch? What are you binge watching, Angel? What do you,
you know? I'm doing a lot of audiobooks.
Okay. Hey, I ain't had an audiobook. Any good ones? What do you want right now?
You know, right now, I'm kind of on some Wayne Dyer stuff. I'm very much into, like, self-development and self-edification and all of those good things. But, you know, I mean, I like a lot of shows out right now. You put me on the spot. I like Bigger. I'm with the books and what else? What's going on? I mean, we have the powers and the
everybody loves power.
You know, we have all of those moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew you're busy, so you don't have a lot of time to even sit and watch.
Because
I mean,
listen, as much as I would like,
my DVR is full of stuff that's been there.
That's what
for a year waiting for me to watch. So I get it. Every time I try and watch it, usually ends up watching me because I fall asleep.
Yeah.
But that's a different subject.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, I feel you. So
it's
books.
Just not that season of life right now.
It's all good.
You.
Yeah. We work.
That's right. You're working, so that's all that matters. That's the season of life, working, checks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Stacking.
What about you, Lamir?
Me personally, I don't get a chance to watch TV. So, like, whenever I get time, I honestly just, I just had a child, so.
Oh, congratulations.
So I like.
Boy or girl?
Girl. Summer. You know, August 10th.
Oh, so she's a Leo.
I'm a Leo.
August 19th.
Okay, I'm August 2nd.
Yeah, so
that's a good one.
So anytime that I, any extra time I get, I like to spend it with my family, you know, with my girls, because I spend so much time working so hard. So honestly, I haven't even seen the last two episodes of Black and Compton.
I feel you.
That's how busy I be. So I gotta catch up. I be living through comments and stuff, and like all the people be tagging me and posting the scenes.
Right.
I didn't even get a chance to see those yet, but I know it got to be some funny stuff going on there because they always saying I'm funny on there.
Yeah, I mean, you are funny.
You're
a character.
It's quite funny. Yes.
Well, we got Halloween coming up. You guys know who you're gonna be for Halloween dress up.
I wanna do a throwback. Last year I did Tupac. Last year,
I'm gonna have to pull those pictures.
I'm like, wait, how you see
that?
Pull that out, you know.
I wanna see that.
I mean, with a little shop. I don't know. I want to do a throwback of something of a character I played in a movie with a big purple plane. I just told you what I'm trying to do. So we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see if I can make that happen.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
We'll see if I can make that happen.
If off the top of my head, I probably would just be Offset and Cardi B. Because everybody already be like, oh, y'all, you don't hear girl from like Offset and Cardi B? I'd be like, oh my God, y'all killing me. So I think I'm going to just give them what they want and just be that. And so they can just go crazy with it.
I love it. I mean, I'm still trying to figure it out. I might be at the 99 cent store in a second trying to figure something out. Halloween is usually my jam, but this year it's just been so busy that I feel like I just haven't had time to really prep. We're 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about to be the 15th.
Oh, I'm like, yeah, that's true.
Holidays.
It's
gonna be,
and it's on
Christmas
Friday,
trees are up in Target. You know what I mean? Like,
because my Christmas tree will be up November 1st.
You got to take Halloween serious out here.
Oh, you got to.
Los Angeles is on another level when they come in costumes.
Yes.
What?
Adults.
I used to work on Melrose, and bruh, I was like, man, how do you even put that together?
Halloween parade is serious.
Yo, they serious. Yeah. I was like, wow, this is like Halloween's a real culture out here.
It is.
Yeah, I used to think it was, you know, for the children.
No,
for the children.
Not in LA.
But no, it's an adult situation.
It's an
adult. We take
real.
It serious.
It's an adult party in LA.
Yeah. For sure.
There's lots to do.
Well, where can fans find you on social media, all that fun stuff? Know what you're at and have comments to you and all that fun stuff?
Angel Conwell, all of them, Angel Conwell, C-O-N-W-E-L-L.
And on Instagram. Family Time.
And on Family Time, absolutely. Yes. On Family Time.
And bigger.
And BET and Plus. Bigger on BET Plus. You can find me in all those places.
And y'all can find me, Lemeir Mitchell, L-E-M-E-I-R, and Mitchell. Y'all should know how to spell that. That's so popular. It's the same on everything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. And you can also find me at Happy Ice. I'm at all the trucks.
Oh, we going to find you at Happy Ice.
We're going to be like,
we going to find you.
Catch me there.
What up, Lemeir? What up, yo? Courtney, I know where to find you, but where
you know where to find me, you know where I live. I'm all over social media, universe at Stuart Starlet.
And you can find me at Daryl Kristen on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on CBS's This Is LA lifestyle show that comes on Saturdays. And we'll see y'all next week.
Next week. We'll be back. Oh, right. I won't. But
she'll be in Spain. Time. Yes. Right. Courtney will be in Spain.
Living a good life.
Living her best life.
Beautiful.
In Spain.
Praise the Lord.
Check out her IG. I'm sure there's going to be lots of pictures. All right, y'all. See you later.
We out.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.